front gate of the Claremont Hotel. And I said, oh, here comes my husband. And this young lady said to me, excuse me, let's play a joke.
I said, joke?
And I don't even know her. So I said, oh, what's the joke? She said, tell your husband I'm a new exchange student coming to stay with you. I said, okay. I got a straight face. My husband pulled up. He got out and he said, how was the conference, baby? Did you have a good time? I said, oh, yeah, it was a wonderful conference, wonderful conference. He picked up my bags and headed toward the car. I said, Tomas, wait. This is Maria. She's a new exchange student coming to stay with us. He said, oh, that's great. He got her bags, too, and headed to the car. She went, no, it's a joke. It's just a joke. But she didn't know. I've had so many people stay at my house. My husband thought, Diane's at it again. One more. But since we had shared this little joke, had a little laugh between us, you know how you meet people on the road and you share something and you give them your business card? You don't really think they're going to call you. But I gave him my card, you know, and I said goodbye. We drove on home. Well, about 3 days later, she called me. And she said, remember me? I said, oh, yes. She said, are you free for dinner? I said, sure. So I picked her up at the BART station, our rapid transit. And we got in the car and we drove about 4 or 5 blocks from my house. And we had dinner at a Chinese restaurant. And we sat there and talked about 3 to 4 hours. Just sharing and laughing. I shared about my husband and my church, my teenage son who was driving me crazy. She shared about her parents, her twin sister, all these things. We laughed and cried. We didn't want it to end. You know how you meet people and it just clicks? Well, the click happened. We didn't know when it happened, but we didn't want it to end. But it did come to an end.